again, 10, 19-year-olds, but what are you going to do over the offseason until you know you're coming back?
I'm just going to work on what I have to. I'm going to be training with some goalie coaches. I'm going to be with Lyndon San Martino quite a bit. So we're going to do everything we can to hopefully have me stay here for next year.
So what do you think is the next level for your game?
I think I just want to be someone who's reliable, someone who's consistent. So I think I'm going to work on that as far as my mental part of the game as well, just making sure I'm always focused. I think sometimes I can maybe teeter off a little bit, so I want to be focused, I want to be consistent, and just someone who's reliable.
When a team commits a 20-year-old spot to a goaltender, it's obviously pretty special, and we saw that with Day this year. There's something about a 20-year-old goalie, just the confidence level, and you could probably see it in yourself next year that you've been there and you've seen everything. It's just you're at another level as a 20-year-old, it seems, in the crease.
Yeah, I don't know that the status is anything special, really. 19-year-old, you're also asked to be a leader. For me, as a 19-year-old here, voicing my opinion, what I thought, what I felt. So I don't know how much different it is. I don't think it's anything special.
Did perhaps Coleman Volrath, he had his 20-year-old season here. Did you learn anything from him? He had a sensational season that year himself. I think that's maybe what Cleve's getting at, is it brings you another level.
Yeah, Coleman taught me almost everything I know. Coleman's great. He taught me so much that year, and taking a look at it from that perspective, there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot to show maybe the younger guys. So for Coleman showing me, I was able to show Nabber this year, and for whatever's going on next year, I just want to be able to help out whoever I'm with and just be a leader in the room.
And you hope to get an invite to in September to go to a pro camp?
Yeah, I think everyone here does. For me, it's just a waiting game.
So any word or thoughts or potential? Like, I know you went to the Vegas Knights last year. Is that sort of a potential again for this year?
Nothing going on.
That favorite question that I always ask, maybe you had a moment to think about it, if you had to write a book about your season. The title, remember? A book about your season.
The title of your book.
So example, Joe had Unscripted the year that he graduated, and Phillips had Memorable, and Soy had Full Circle. So something that brought, you had to label your season.
I think Roller Coaster probably fit in there. Lots of ups and downs. Obviously, the start was great. I think we went 7-0. And then we kind of fell off the charts a little bit there. Obviously, a lot of trades and stuff. So we were up and down a bit as far as how we were playing, who we had in the lineup, and injuries and stuff. Roller Coaster is what I'm going to go with.
And you were key, though, in keeping everyone consistent there. I mean, you played the biggest number of games, I think, in the WHL, or pretty much close to it. How did that wear on your body? And, are you looking forward to a rest? I know you never wanted to admit to being tired, that's part of your role, but you must be looking forward to a rest of it.
It's exhausting, mentally and physically, so I'd rather not be having a rest right now. I'd rather be getting ready for game one tomorrow or whenever that would be, but it's nice to have a bit of a rest now, so I'm just going to kick my feet up and enjoy some time in Victoria with the rest of the guys.
Excellent. Any plans for any other fun in the summer?
Yeah, I'll be working with the old man again this summer. So up at the mine there in Williams Lake, Mount Polly, I'll be there working at West Coast Prep Camp in Port Alberni for 3 weeks. I'll be in Vancouver working the Richmond Oval with the elite goalies for a month. So just kind of traveling and working. So it'll be a fun summer.